So for my project, I'm going to be looking at Mercedes AMG Formula One team as organization using the brain metaphor, the organism metaphor, and the psychic prison metaphor. I was initially interested in looking at Mercedes and just F1 teams in general because the teams are so massive. They have like a factory and combined total team of around 6,000 members. And then it boils down to a much smaller on-track team and then just two drivers who are mainly in the spotlight. They're getting the trophies and they get to drive the cars. But I was interested in how an organization this big, and with this much of a seeming disparity in terms of factory workers to drivers, how an organization like this can maintain success, and Mercedes has maintained an unprecedented amount of success in F1. They've been the champions since 2014, all years in a row, and they're in the fight for a championship right now as well, as the final race of the season is happening. So I'm looking at how they sustain their success through the lens of brain. Organism and psychic prison. So we'll start off with brain. And I think one of the big things here that I noticed about Mercedes particularly is that double loop is evident. An F1 double loop has to be evident, because if you're just going along with what the norms are, then you're going along with what every other team is doing, and you're not going to be better compared to your competitors. So you have to be constantly reevaluating the norms of success. But I think also, especially relevant to Mercedes in a completely, almost completely white, male-dominated sport, which is the norm, Mercedes has questioned that norm and assessed their success against that norm. And yes, they are a white-dominated team and male-dominated team as well. So they've made a commitment by 2025 to have 25% more underrepresented groups within their team. So I think that's them institutionalizing double loop learning. And additionally, they are constantly learning and adapting based on their mistakes. So they've had some pretty big mistakes, whether that's small strategy mistakes or team environment mistakes, which lead their teammates to have really intense rivalries with each other, which is bad for the team as a whole. So they institute new practices between teammates to make sure that that kind of stuff doesn't happen. And additionally, I think that Mercedes is self-replicable. So one of the principles of brain, in this quote from Morgan, is that any piece can replicate the whole. He says, quote, "If broken, any single piece can be used to reconstruct the entire image. Everything is unfolded and everything else, just as if we were able to throw a pebble into a pond and see the whole pond and all the waves, ripples, and drops of water generated by the splash, in each and every one of the drops of water thus produced." And so I think that's especially true with Mercedes as well. Just because the goals of all the departments are similar, and that is, they're the same. That is team success. They have the same values, and shared mission. So the research and development department, the aerodynamics department, mechanics, assembly, simulation, so on and so forth, all of these parts I think could be self-replicating. So additionally, we look to organism to view Mercedes F1. So just basic, the basic part of the metaphor is biology and like an organism. An organization has to adhere to basic principles, and that is that all parts of the organism have to be healthy and intact in order for the organism to function, and that is true. Just like those departments that I mentioned earlier, each of those departments has to be there in order for the organization of Mercedes to be working. So if you lose the research and development department, you're gonna get increasingly slower. If you lose the team principal, your team is not gonna be able to choose strategy correctly. And part of that, part of keeping all of those individual parts of the organization running, is to make sure that all employees feel valued. They have to have meaningful jobs, they have to have autonomy, and they have to have some sense of job enrichment. And Mercedes does a good job of this Sometimes when or whenever they are both drivers on the podium, they always bring up a random team member who's not usually in the spotlight. So they'll bring a mechanic or a pit crew member, and they'll hoist them up on the podium with them, and they get to drink champagne. So it's little things like that that lead to a sense of job enrichment. And additionally, from the organism metaphor, organizations are defined by their environment and then characterized by how they respond and adapt to that environment. So these organizations are open systems. So there's all these things that are happening in F1 that make the environment so tumultuous. There's technical failures, new financial regulations, new technical regulations, protests from other teams, competition from other teams, new tracks, new weather. And this requires Mercedes as an organism to be adaptive to all of these new influences. And within that as well, they're creating collaborations with other teams to adapt to their environment. So they supply engines to two other teams and have driver relations with two other teams. And all of this is them adapting to their tumultuous environment of F1. And then the last metaphor, this would be the smallest part of these metaphors, but psychic prison as well, I think, is a good way to describe Mercedes F1, and just a successful F1 team in general does not abide by psychic prison and defies psychic prison. They can't abide to groupthink. They can't afford to stick with, yes, we're doing this and it's fine, and this is what everyone else is doing, so let's just keep doing it. In F1, you constantly have to be creating new definitions of success and doing exactly what other people aren't doing in order to be successful. And Mercedes has been doing that, consistently making new technological breakthroughs, creating new systems which other teams don't have. And that is a constant attempt to defy psychic prison. And then I also want to just add a quick thank you to everyone, just for the principle of shared knowledge that I've been able to apply in communal learning and learning from my peers. That's not something that I've actively done in other classes, but while engaging with this project, I was able to use the resources that we have. So whether that's the metaphors compared and contracted, press books, or just weekly reflections, I've been able to use all of those to define my metaphors and help me with this presentation. So thank you all so much for doing that.